Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Finger Hinges by Jose Gabriel Garcia is a new millennium collection of poetry that ranges from shamanistic nature observation to relationships to abstract thought. Jose's book has some originally created Spanish-language poetry with a pure translation for the reader. The literature has heavy slang to educated speech, although in a style unorthodox. Some epigrams are also included in this package. Jose first noticed his talent potential as a poet in junior high school in New York City. He took an interest in reading, watching his dad. He enjoyed short stories, thought about writing novels, but after reading a number of poets, he decided to write poetry. Finger Hinges was his first published book. Over the years, he's completed works from time to time, enough to add to that book. Jose is also the author of The Smoky Lounge, described as a refreshing tale of luscious words that soothe the mind and soul, a poetic walk in the park. He was with us on This Week in America to discuss that book, The Smoky Lounge. And back with us, Jose Gabriel Garcia, winner of the Editor's Choice Award for Outstanding Achievement in Poetry by Poetry.com and the International Library of Poetry. Back with us on This Week in America as we focus on Finger Hinges. Jose, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you back with us.
Hi, Rick. Thank you. I was excited to be back after all we all been through with COVID and everything.
Well, yeah, a lot has changed. I could ask what's new with you, and it would take the entire program probably to get caught up because a lot has changed in both of our worlds since we talked the last time. A pleasure to have you back on the program. This book, Finger Hinges, we touched on it the last time you were here. First of all, where did you get the title, Finger Hinges? And if you're Googling that, that's H-I-N-G-E-Z. How did you come up with the title for Finger Hinges?
I went to my dad's library and I bumped into a Greek philosophy and this book, Criticism by Charles E. Kaplan. And I still haven't finished reading it. I kind of stopped there because I was looking for ideas. And that was one of my inspirations. And they explained there how a writer and a poet in philosophical and also mythological terms, how it, compared to a hand with strength, that according to quality, it would go up in grade from the first joint, which would be the nail, then the middle knuckle, and up to the knuckle, which would be then closer to in proximity to the hand. Yeah. So the hinges, well, I'm a locksmith by trade, and I just thought, well, instead of saying joint, which it goes to all kind of connotations and meanings, I just thought to go with hinges and called it Finger Hinges to encompass an audience of writers, authors, and inspiration.
Yes. It's a very creative title, and the book falls in that creative category, as I mentioned in the beginning. I know the comic books was one of your inspirations to the poems you'll find in Finger Hinges. How did you incorporate that to prose, and how easy was that to use the inspiration from comic books in your poetry?
Oh, I went to the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan. And me and my friends, I always say I carry them with me, came up with, we were all comic book fans, and we came up with our own superheroes. And I thought to incorporate it into not only my poetry or try to write it in prose, but then to publish it because, well, it's difficult for the starving artist. Not only came up with my own character, and it's his character's name, his rage, that's his alter ego, and it's me. if I was to draw it, I could draw myself, and yeah, it's my first and last name. So I went through the powers that he has, and just wrote it in prose form, and I discovered more on how to, without worrying too much on English grammar to stanza and make it rhyme and all, but to write it in prose, just write it out. like they say in school too, in English class, just write it out. Need to don't come through writer's block, because then it's not a good place to be.
Fascinating.
So I enjoyed myself writing it.
How you did this, and it's so inspirational to other writers like yourself years ago when you were getting started and trying to get a technique and get your own style of writing. Our guest on the program is Jose Gabriel Garcia. The book available at matchliterary.com, the publisher, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places, all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the name of the book is Finger Hinges, Hinges, Jose Gabriel Garcia. Let's talk a little bit about coming up with choosing a superhero to write a poem about that. How did that come about? What was the thinking behind using this concept of superheroes?
It wasn't too simple to explain, but introducing my work to those that read comic books or like poetry, it was important to me to convey that they were superheroes, that they weren't supervillains. The idea of a superhero was more fun than to achieve with my comic book group here of heroes. To convey that then as underdogs or the noirs, like the French noir, it's just so dark and everything just continues into darkness. But these guys, you know, they do the right thing. And that is something like the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan Law or the Whistleblower Act. These things that weren't taken seriously, probably more so today. But with these superheroes also, if I can make it fun for kids now.
Oh, yes.
Or for teenagers. That sometimes in the passion or the heat of the moment, doing the right thing or voicing the right thing, it takes a little bit of bravery and courage to do so.
Well, you've done such an excellent job with this book, and this book is Finger Hinges, several books written by our guest on the program, Jose Gabriel Garcia, all the information on our website. We're going to have Jose read several poems from Finger Hinges, and I know the first one is very special for you. Give me the title of this and a little bit of background, and then please, if you would, read this poem for us.
The U.S. Views and No Pussy Reports. Okay, I'll read it then, and then I'll go through what I felt were the strong points.
Okay.
U.S. Views and No Pussy Reports. Wow, waking up, and I'm relieved that I can sleep into a dark four-wall depression in my mind. Now, close the door, back out. All I can see is that my drugs, like the seed, yes, this brings me to my knees, get so much that they mumble are nuts. Not much expected of me. Just my insanity with some stupidity. Yeah, I'm hungry. And I'll wait in this machine, remain awake, two extremes, mind and body. Get it so much that they mumble on nuts. Yeah, still here. There's one opinion, more lies. I don't need to be hollered at. What I need is pretty eyes. Get it so much that they mumble on nuts. The million-dollar dream is all what this is supposed to be. So make me laugh, rehearse the play, make me jealous. Better yet, make me smile. Your brain shock incisions don't surprise me. Those words are for you to keep. Those are for you to creep on, scheme on, slang with. Get it so much that they mumble on us. And I'm still on the crutch. The fires of hell keep you crisp. The heavens fill you with joy. You insane mortals make me sick, just angry. Get it so much, get sex so much that they mumble on nuts, and I'm still on the crutch. The AK, the cane. Thank you.
Well read, and give me some background on that. And I know you read this, if I recall correctly, at open mic night. Talk about where the idea came, how you put this together, and the response that you got.
Wow. I think it was the first one that I read out of the probably three or four on open mic night in New York City, the Bronx. I was behind a simple podium, and I think I recited it without error or sound, a little bit. Just now, I was a little nervous. My reaction was, I don't know, I went on to the next one, but I think it was, because I was among other poets, it was probably understood, but as a first hard one, it's what I wanted, kind of like a shock and awe. And it just reminds me, or what I wanted to say was like in the military or the army, how there were those soldiers that would shoot the generals, that would tell them what to do, or if they were asked, these foot soldiers, we would be asked, or we were, but the honesty was expected, and some would lie, some would want to go home, and if there was an argument, the firearm was used, and some were killed, man, and it was something that hard to express over again, even think about it's more harder to be in it and then relive it or think about it or even talk about it. But it was so upsetting that I could put it into words
You've done that so well, and it gets all of us thinking and enters into your world and absorbed into that world. Our guest is Jose Gabriel Garcia. The book is Finger Hinges, HINGEZ, book available all the usual places, published by Match Literary. Their website is matchliterary.com. All that, of course, on our website. Another poem I'd like you to read is Biting Topics. Go ahead and, if you will, read it and then give us a little summation at the end.
Okay.
And all of this, of course, in the book Finger Hinges, book available wherever books are sold, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
It is Biting Topics. Negative, positive. Look at that dress. Isn't she hot? How about we drown that fly in soda? Does anyone know how to pray? I read the instructions, but I don't get it. Okay, that last one was crazy, but you get the point. Bob Marley's Rebel, the chorus, it's like turning around and facing a warm light. It takes you there, sober. It takes you, negative, positive. Clean up your room, clean the house, clean the car, clean yourself. Oh, geez. Negative, positive, the earth, all the mountains, the blue oceans, the streams, all of it. Drowning, falling, running, lifting, hitting, cutting, negative, positive. Thank you.
And that is from Jose's book, Finger Hinges, the book of poetry. And you'll find all of that at Amazon, of course, matchliterary.com, the publisher. And I'll give you all that information and how to Google him and the YouTube video that you'll be able to watch as well. Jose, let's just continue. We've got two more here that are relatively short. Let's do these and then we can sum them up. This one is Trippin'. Would you read that for us, please?
Oh, Trippin', yeah. Okay, that is on page 24, relevant number to me. Tripping. Damn, man, that was good. Crazy good. No. It's two words. Thank you.
I love that. And this another one that you read there. Talk a little bit about the concept behind Tripping. It's very short and to the point. Talk about what went into this.
A lot of hanging out in the street,
yes.
Picking up the street slang, but some people didn't know or didn't get it right, and they would just say it in school because that was a big bad thing to do, and it was just very confusing sometimes or not cool. So when you say crazy good, you know, it means like the thing was like so total, so good. But when I say it in poetry here with Trippin', it's crazy good. It was crazy, but also it was good, you know, like not just in one, but
yes.
it was like crazy is nuts. But somehow, whatever the subject may be in the open-endedness, it was good.
Well, it's a short poem, and it says a lot. That was Trippin'. We've got time, a few minutes left in the program. Time for one more here. This is Natural Impressions. It'll be read to us by the author, the poet. The book it comes from is Finger Hinges, Jose Gabriel Garcia. Jose, read Natural Impressions for us, please.
Yes, sir.
And he's thumbing through this book. I'm sort of pulling this on him here so that you can hear the pages go through the book. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. MatchLiterary.com is the publisher, and that's a great place to buy it as well. Jose, if you're set, go ahead and read Natural Impressions for us, please.
Thank you, Rick. Natural Impression. Oh, tree, you're so innocent, just like me. Rough, strong, rooted. We have a fair trade, even, though you're more innocent, heavenly. You must be observing me, O tree. I love you every which way.
That is Natural Impressions from Jose. And I understand this sort of will lead us into talking about your second book, The Smoky Lounge. Is there a poem that relates to that in the book, The Smoky Lounge, a poem?
Yes, it is Before It's None. And I sure had a lot of fun writing about in prose Before It's None. It's kind of a sci-fi, as you can imagine from the title.
Oh, yes.
a nun that's running through the forest in fantasy land, like Lord of the Rings.
You can share the mind of Jose. You can share his world and where he goes in this poetry that's been so well received in his books. This book specifically we're talking about today is Finger Hinges, H-I-N-G-E-Z. People looking for you, search bar what they put in Jose Gabriel Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, author, and that will take you to all the places. And you've got a YouTube channel as well, I understand.
Yes, it's also under Jose Gabriel Garcia Finger Hinges for the ad and for Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
So you'll find all the locations there. You can purchase the book there. You can the YouTube channel, Finger Hinges. In fact, if you remember Finger Hinges in the spelling, H-I-N-G-E-Z, you'll be able to get information on Jose, see the video there, order this book, as well as the other book we talked about, The Smoky Lounge. And all of this, of course, is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time always goes by so quickly. What are you working on now? What's next for Jose the poet?
Oh, I don't have a title yet, but I'm working on new poetry. I have probably 8 or 9 pages right now. Of completed poems. It's a mix of more completed poems and also some scratch notes that I'm still putting together.
What would you like the reader to take away from reading Finger Hinges and then also reading The Smoky Lounge? There's so many aspects on so many levels. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading these books?
The superhero point of view or the positive point of view. Also inspiration, like I did, reading Robert Frost or Maya Angelou, just to take initiative and doing the right thing, to take empowerment also. Most of all, though, to a positive empowerment to their whatever they may be feeling, whatever poem brought them to that feeling that they had, or the need to read, or even just a casual reading or relaxating.
And the thing is, you go back and you read and you can reread, and maybe as you go the second or third, fourth time through, something else strikes you, you stop, you contemplate it. It's really so well done and so creative, and it's always a pleasure to have Jose with us on the program. Jose Gabriel Garcia. Gabriel is G-A-B-R-I-E-L, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. You'll find the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, published by MatchLiterary.com. This book is Finger Hinges, H-I-N-G-E-Z, H-I-N-G-E-Z. The other book that we talked about before, that's still available, and encourage you to read that as well. The Smoky Lounge is, as I mentioned, still available. Jose, always a pleasure. Get busy with the new book so we can talk about that as well. We won't wait a couple of years to do that. We'll do that hopefully a lot sooner than that. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success with this, and thank you for being with us once again.
Absolutely, Rick. Yeah, the day came. Thank you, too, man. It was such a pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure to have Jose with us. Jose Gabriel Garcia. The book is Finger Hinges. You'll find it Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.